Most four-year colleges and universities no longer require students to take the SAT or ACT. In fact, more than three-quarters of them won't be requiring them for admissions this year. Many schools stopped counting on standardized tests during the pandemic, but MIT is going in a different direction. The highly competitive university in Cambridge, Massachusetts, announced recently that after careful consideration, it's reinstating the SAT-ACT requirement. Stu Schmill is MIT's Dean of Admissions and Student Financial Services. He's with us to talk about the decision. Welcome to the program.
Thanks very much. Appreciate being here.
So during the COVID-19 pandemic, MIT suspended a requirement for these tests. Why have you decided to change course now?
Right. Yeah. So we're interested in admitting students from all backgrounds, from all over the country and the world. And we want to make sure that we assess their readiness to succeed once they get here. And MIT is a very challenging, fast-paced environment, where math skills are very foundational. And we have ways of assessing readiness for MIT. For example, for students who have a strong high school curriculum and access to advanced coursework, if they perform well in those classes, we can be confident in their readiness to succeed at MIT. And we can be confident in that without the SAT or the ACT. But, and this is important, there are many students who attend schools where they do not have access to that advanced coursework.
Mm-hmm.
And for them, the SAT or the ACT are the best way for them to demonstrate their readiness to succeed in our curriculum. And so when we looked at our applicant pool over these last 2 years, there were a number of students who did not submit test scores who might have benefited from submitting those scores, because that would have given us the confidence to admit them.
I see. So are you saying that over the last 2 years, some people didn't get admitted because you couldn't see their test scores? Is that the idea?
Well, it was because we didn't have enough confidence that they were ready to be successful once they got here. And, you know, there are a number of ways that students can demonstrate that readiness, but you know, if they're attending a school where they don't have access to advanced coursework or other ways, the SAT or the ACT, those standardized tests, can be the best pathway for those students.
As you know, critics of standardized tests point out that students from wealthy families typically perform better on average on SAT and ACT tests than those from low-income families. So I'm wondering how you respond to those concerns, that requiring these tests risks shutting out a certain segment of the population from your admissions process.
Yeah, certainly very well aware that that's true, in fact. You know, students from wealthy families do perform better. But when you look at it, Anthony, every application component, standardized tests, grades, strength of curriculum, essays, activities, recommendation letters, they're all affected by this inequality in the K-12 system.
Hmm.
And our admissions officers can account for that context with test scores the same way they do with everything else. Because in the end, it's how you use the tests that matter. We are not making decisions based on test scores. We're simply using the scores as a way to have confidence that students we're admitting will be set up to succeed once they get here.
But given the many setbacks in learning for students, especially during the pandemic, and particularly students of color and those from lower income backgrounds, doesn't requiring SAT tests and ACT tests, doesn't that present just another barrier to these particular students?
Well, you can think of it as a barrier, but you can think of it as a bridge also, mm-hmm. an additional pathway.
Yeah,
because you're absolutely right. The pandemic has caused major disruptions, and particularly worse in communities of color and in low-income high schools. And so coursework has been disrupted. So we think that this actually, even given the pandemic, or maybe even especially given the pandemic, will be more helpful to students than not. I've tried to be very clear that the decision we're making is right for MIT and not for every other school. We're not making that claim at all. Everyone at MIT who's looked at this, which our faculty across the school, our leaders of our student support offices, our students, We have a policy committee that includes students, everyone across MIT, all of whom, by the way, very concerned about equity and inclusion and ensuring that our education is open and accessible to students regardless of their circumstances. But everyone here at MIT realizes that the tests can help us expand that access.
All right. Well, that's Du Schmill. He's Dean of Admissions and Student Financial Services at MIT. Mr. Schmill, thank you for talking to us today. We're really grateful.
My pleasure. Thank you, Anthony. I appreciate it.